This article began with two recent TV shows that pair Catholic confessional rites with psychotherapy scenes, season 4 of The Crown and season 2 of Fleabag. In The Crown, Princess Margaret falls in love with a man who joins the clergy, and in therapy she reveals that she struggles with depression, which may be hereditary. Similarly, Fleabag falls in love with an iconic hot priest and finds herself accidentally admitting to sex addiction in therapy. As I watched, it struck me that therapy operates as a secular version of Catholic confessions. Both women tell their deep, difficult thoughts to the therapist in search of some absolution. But Fleabag's session is a little different. She pretends to be good at therapy. And unlike Margaret, she avoids giving away any deep knowledge about her emotions or selfhood. Fleabag's process is emblematic of what I call post-confessions, prodigal evasions that resemble confessions, but ultimately parody or refuse intimacy. Post-confessions tell everything, yet reveal nothing. In Fleabag, the character breaks the fourth wall and looks to the audience throughout the therapy scene. She tells us, the viewers, what she's really thinking and feeling. More than a theatrical gimmick, it felt that by watching the scene, we the viewers were being implicated in a therapeutic process of our own. To me, we became the therapist, since we had access to Fleabag's intimate thoughts. I characterize this as a form of psychological surveillance, a process by which we monitor and assess someone's mental health. Ultimately, I contrast these scenes to show how therapy is understood and enacted in increasingly audience-driven and decentralized mediums, including social media and television. I'm really excited to share this research with you, and I hope you enjoy reading.